Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Psalm 141, verse 2. Thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon, and thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Jesus is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Pray without ceasing. What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Lord, that I may receive my sight. Luke chapter 18, verse 41. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. The sting of death is sin. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. As the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.